SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. Supreme Court taking up a dispute over censorship, misinformation, and free speech on social media. Jennifer King has more.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today between Republican-led states and the Biden administration over how far the federal government can go to combat controversial social media posts. Lower courts sided with the states in Surgeon General Murthy versus Missouri, but the Supreme Court blocked those rulings while it considers the issue. The states argue that federal officials leaned on social media platforms like Facebook and X to unconstitutionally squelch conservative points of view. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preligar says states can't point to evidence that the government ever imposed any sanction when the platforms declined to moderate content that the government had flagged. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, on the heels of his re-election as president of Russia, Vladimir Putin says Russia will not relent in its invasion of Ukraine. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on the story.
Putin also again warned the West against deploying troops to Ukraine. A possible conflict between Russia and NATO would, he says, put the world a step away from World War III. Commenting on the prospects for peace talks with Kyiv, Putin reaffirmed that Russia remains open to negotiations, but won't be lured into a truce that will allow Ukraine to rearm. In addition, the president said, he plans to create a buffer zone along the border to help protect against long-range Ukrainian strikes and cross-border raids. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's call for Israel to hold a new election is wholly inappropriate. Netanyahu says an election would force Israel to stop fighting and paralyze the country for months. The Dow had 131 points, the NASDAQ up 183 points. This is SRN News. Arkansas no longer allowing residents to use X instead of male or female on driver's licenses.
Since 2010, Arkansas has allowed transgender residents to use X on driver's licenses and state-issue ID cards. But the state has announced changes that reverse that practice. Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders calls the move common sense. In a news release, she said Arkansas, quote, will not endorse nonsense as long as she's governor. Jeremy House, SRN News.
In his State of the Union address, President Biden said opponents of Roe versus Wade have no clue about the power of women. But the head of the SBA Pro-Life America argues that it's the president and Democrats who underestimate the power of women. Marjorie Dannenfelser says 60% of women who've had abortion wish they just had the financial security or emotional support to continue. This is SRN News. North Korea fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters early Monday.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told his parliament that North Korea fired a number of ballistic missiles into the waters between the two nations. He said there was no reported damage nor injuries, and he denounced North Korea's repeated tests as acts that threaten the region. The North's previously known missile tests were a month ago and came following the recent end of South Korean U.S. military drills. George Williams reporting.
South Sudan shutting all its schools and warning of an extreme heat wave that's expected to last 2 weeks. Temperatures expected to soar to 113 degrees Fahrenheit. Pakistan's military targeting multiple suspected hideouts of the Pakistani Taliban inside neighboring Afghanistan after attacks killed 7 Pakistani soldiers. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.